What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And I'm telling you from the bottom of my soul, it is so easy to beat people today. They are so soft. They have no work ethic. No one can stick with anything. Everyone's distracted. They're on social media. They're counting their notifications because they can't stick with shit. They can't say no.
There was no one there to pick up the rucksack, to pick up the boat, to pick up the log, to go in there. It was you. It was you. There was no pat on the back at 300, at 275, at 250, at 220. No, that was you.
Every man has two lives, and the second starts when he realizes he has just one.
Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become.
I was the lowest form on earth. No talent, no ability to learn, and I literally know what it is to be rock bottom and to build that up.
People are time wasters, and the great majority of people have no goals, they have no priorities, they have no plans, they have no concern about becoming successful, and they think that you're the same. They think because their time isn't worth anything that your time isn't worth anything also.
Compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today. Because you need to have a hierarchy of improvement. You need to be aiming for something. And that means you're going to be lesser than people who've always already attained along that dimension.
Yes.
And that can give rise to envy. So the question is, who should you defeat in the final analysis? And the answer is, you should defeat your former self.
How am I able to just extract dopamine, the good dopamine, whenever I want? Man, I've trained 99% of my life alone. No one pat me on the back. I did all of the work alone. And while I'm still hard on myself, I know what I did.
Like, well, personal responsibility is to compete with yourself, is to be slightly better than yourself the next day.
Yes.
And it better in some way that you can actually manage. And that's humility. It's right. Like, well, I'm a flawed person. I've got all my problems. Could I be as good as person X? It's like, not the right question. The right question is, could you be slightly better tomorrow than your currently flawed self? And the answer to that is, if you have enough humility to set the bar properly low, then you could be better tomorrow than you are today.
It's easy to fight when everything's right, when you're mad with the thrill and the glory. It's easy to cheer when victory is near and wallow in fields that are gory. It's a different song when everything's wrong, when you're feeling infernally mortal, when it's 10 against 1 and hope there is none. Buck up, little soldier, and chortle. Carry on, carry on. There isn't much punch in your blow. You're glaring and staring and hitting out blinds. You're muddy and bloody, but never you mind. Carry on, carry on. You haven't the ghost of a show. It's looking like death, but while you've a breath, carry on, my son. Carry on.
Clean your room. Organize your life. Like, get a routine. Get up every day at the same time. Go to bed at the same time. Establish disciplined habits. Sit down and open the calendar and think, okay, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to design a week of days that I would really like to have. So what that would mean then is that you would schedule things that you would consider meaningful and productive, you know, on a daily basis, so that you feel that your life is justified by having a day like that. And also to schedule enough of your responsibilities so that you make progress day by day instead of falling farther behind.
I wanted to run out of that tunnel to prove to everyone that I worked.
Prove what?
That I was somebody.
Oh, you are so full of crap. In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself.
And after what you've gone through, if you haven't done that by now, it ain't gonna never happen.
Most people's number one fear is public humiliation. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Mm.
I'm not afraid of it.
In the end, I don't care whether you love me or you hate me, just as long as I win.
Tired don't mean nothing. Tired is only in the mind. You tell yourself you're tired, you're gonna be tired. I don't get tired.
Marcus Aurelius says your only focus should be on getting better at what you're doing. Focus on what you're doing, get better at what you're doing. Everything else is a complete waste of time.
The humbling reality that I'm not special, and if you want to be good at anything, you have to work really hard. And if you want to be the best in the world at something like I do, I want to build robots better than anybody else in the world. Or whether that's knitting or yodeling, anything, you have to work. But you have to work harder than anyone else in the world.
I am unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I don't care what it is. I'm unstoppable. Nothing will stop me. The greatest of all qualities to guarantee success is the absolute willingness to go at anything and refuse to stop until you achieve it. And you know something? The statistics show that 95% of the goals that you set for yourself, you will achieve if you refuse to quit.
I now see anything is possible and that you could train for anything. There's nothing you can't do. You can't be the best in the world at something, but you can be a lot better than you are at anything you want to put the time into learning, whatever it is. You could do anything.
We think that we're working our ass off, working hard. You know, we've been working out hard in the gym for a month, but we haven't seen any results. So we get all down and we pass this. You study for 30 minutes for a test and you didn't do as well as you thought. What the do you expect? You're not putting in the work. You have to do more. You gotta stop telling yourself that you're doing enough. In life, it's never enough until you feel this overwhelming feeling of shit, man. I'm outworking the crowd. I'm outworking everybody. I'm doing more. It's not until then. Once you get there, that's when you know you've done enough.
I became obsessed with being the baddest motherfucker that God ever created. Am I that? I don't care. I believe it. And I was trying to tell him, once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. You have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great.
When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, this is what we do.
Normal people get normal results. Weird people get weird results. You literally can't do what everyone else does and not expect to get what everyone else has. By doing what everyone else does, you guarantee average results.
Every day, do what you're supposed to do. And don't expect some incredible results in 1 day or 2 days or 10 days. Worthwhile things take 100 days.
The magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding.
You got to keep working. Your time's going to come. You got to work. Your time is going to happen. You're here for a reason. But you got to be ready, because if you're not, it's on you.
You get up. You don't want to go run? You go run. You don't want to go swim? You go swim. You don't want to make your bed? You make your bed.
You know where you want to go. You need your compelling future. You need to keep pushing forward, and you can't expect others to get your dreams, because they weren't downloaded in them. They were downloaded in you.
At the end of every day, you look yourself in the mirror and you ask yourself, did I get better today? If the answer is yes, and you do that for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, how much better are you going to be? And that's basketball, that's whether it's football, that doesn't matter. Are you getting better every single day?
If you had to create a human, what would you put them through to make them tough? It probably wouldn't be a really chill life.
And you realize through hard work, you can outwork anybody, mm-hmm. No matter how badass they are. But that's the part people don't want to dive into.
You have to be obsessed. You have to be mission focused. You have to be driven by something greater than what average people are driven by.
People say, well, you have no idea how hungry I am. Really? Yeah. What you do about it today? Oh, not today, but tomorrow I'm gonna, you ain't hungry, man. You just think you're hungry. You are not hungry.
You gotta start diving into those things that you are afraid of. You don't gain confidence by going to the spot that makes you feel good. It's gonna be a false reality.
You have to understand that anybody who's ever gotten better, anybody who's ever created, anybody who's ever built, anybody who's ever been something that you've looked up to has gone through these hard times without quitting.
You want to reach your goal? How to reach the goal the quickest? Be focused with your energy. Meaning, be focused with the mind. Don't lose the goal from the mind. Whatever you do, from the moment of waking up until the evening, whatever you do, keep the goal in the mind. This is the quickest way of making this goal become real.
It's just going to take time, dude. The reality of achievement, brother, is it takes way longer than we think. It's way harder than we think.
What people don't understand is that they live for themselves, not knowing that you have the power within yourself to change millions of lives.
Yeah.
By facing life, by facing yourself. And through that, I would die never knowing that I had the power to change millions of lives.
The most dangerous person in the world is a man that is broken and alone.
To be exceptional means that you are the exception. It means that you are not normal. And so it's normal for normal people to find you abnormal if you do things that are not normal. Don't let people who have mediocre goals deter you from taking actions that make you great.
We are in control of our momentum. If you are in a terrible place right now, if your life sucks right now, and you're waiting around for things to get better, that's not what you should be doing. That's not how it works. You need to take action.
Most of the limitations we have do not exist in reality. They exist only in your own mind. And one of the starting points of great achievement is to start questioning those self-limiting beliefs and throw them off and act as if they did not exist.
Well, like the consistency of work. Monday, get better. Tuesday, get better. Wednesday, get better, right? And you do that over a period of time. You know, not like 1 month or 2 months. I mean, it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. And then you can get to where you want to go.
The question of the day is, did you get better? Genuinely, I just thought that. Did you get better today? If you didn't, believe it or not, you wasted the day. No bullshit. And you wasted a day that you never get back. Time is the only thing, that's the only currency that you can't get back. You can get money back. You can get a girl back. You can't get time back.
Develop the quality of being unstoppable. Say in yourself that no matter what life throws at me, it'll never stop me. No matter how rough it gets, I will never quit, and nothing will ever stop me. Make the decision that you can be tired, you can be worn out, but nothing is ever going to stop you. That's a wonderful decision, because then no matter what life throws at you, you pick yourself up and you say, okay, give it your best shot, as Fonzie says. Nothing is going to stop you. It's a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful feeling. It's the basis of self-esteem.
There's no future in cool. That's a trend. That's a fad. It comes and it goes, just like dope money. Dope money comes quick and leaves quicker. Okay? We're here for a slow, but a for show. This is a marathon, not a sprint. Paso corto, vista larga, which is short steps, long vision.
You're not scared of losing. You're scared of people watching you lose. You're not scared of trying. You're scared of people watching you try. You're not scared to start with nothing. You're scared of people watching you start with nothing. But the truth, no one is watching as closely as you think. And even if they are, their opinions are not predictions of the future, just reflections of their own insecurities. So start now. Fail fast, learn quicker, and keep moving. Their judgment doesn't define you. Unless you let it.
You need to get on it. You need to be in here every day. You're almost out of time. You're 22. You're late.
It's a man's game tonight now. You know that. It's a man's game tonight. Here we come. Here we come. It's a man's game now.
I believe so much in myself, and I have a bulletproof mind. And when I go out there, I know what I'm able to do. And I do it good.
It's pushing the water, and there's a jogger, actually. Look at this. Wow. The Florida man right there for you, Blake, jogging in the hurricane.
If you pan it down here, you see it's about 3 o'clock in the morning and there's not a car or a person in sight. If you pan over here, it's the same thing. Not a car or a person in sight.
People call it arrogant, I call it confidence. Ignorant people call it arrogant, intelligent people call it confidence.
There are no solutions, only trade-offs. What's that mean to you?
that you're never going to completely solve anything in your life or in the world, and there's always going to be compromises that you have to make. And if you aren't willing to make those compromises, or you don't keep your mind open for those compromises, you're going to run into some real problems. But if you look at it, and the fact that you know you might put a little more effort over here and it's going to take away from some effort over there, you can't just do everything at once. So yeah, no solutions, only trade-offs.
We have no great war, no great depression. Our great war is a spiritual war. Our great depression is our lives.
I can't. You can't? Are you f***ing kidding me? You just said I can't? Like, I want to bitch slap that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I can't. I don't have time for people that are weak and they say I can't. No, you can. You will.
You got to look at things and say, like, at a certain point, like, eliminate the outcome. Stop being driven by rewards. Stop being driven by outcomes. Stop being driven by, if I get this, I'm gonna do this. Just work. And if you don't get what you thought you were gonna get, show up and still go to work. Because along the process, what's more important, what you acquire or who you become?
Yeah, that's big.
And a lot of people think what they acquire is the thing that makes them who they are. No, it's who you become in the process of chasing what you wanna acquire, right? Change expectation for appreciation. Extract the lessons and the blessings from the situations that didn't turn out the way you wanted them to turn out. But most importantly, man, approach it and eliminate the outcome, right? Just go for it, work.
This is why most people never get anywhere. Most people are incapable of picking a direction and going.
Just going.
They observe the possibilities. They get paralyzed by all the possibilities. They refuse to move forward on all the possibilities, and then time passes them by. So it's very important that you make a decision and you go down that path. You commit to that path with the mentality of having zero options. I don't have a choice but to see this through. Okay. If I don't see this through, I'm going to be digging ditches. That's what I tell myself. When I don't want to come here and I don't want to do this and I get tired of, you know, doing what I do, which happens to everybody, you go through ups and downs. I pretend like I have zero options. I say, well, if I don't do this, bro, I'm gonna be digging ditches. So I better show the fuck up and get it done. And that might sound ridiculous to you because that's not the truth anymore, but I still tell myself that, and that's how I operate. So you have to pick something and then you have to commit to it for as long as that's going to take to make sure that you see it through.
Most of the reason that we're afraid to fail is because we're afraid of dying in an abstract reality. We think, oh, we catastrophize. Okay, I'll lose my job, and then no one will like me, and then I won't be able to get a job again, and then I'll be homeless, and then I'll die. Like, it's just, right? Like, that's how we go, right? But when I thought through, I was like, what would actually happen? So if I went there and I failed, what would I do? I was like, well, I'd apply to business school, and I'd have this cool story, and they like entrepreneurs. They're people who tried to do things.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be fine. This would be okay. And I have plenty of friends who would let me sleep on the couch if I had to. I could go back to mom and dad's house with my tail between my legs, which I felt was honestly the most horrifying thing that I could imagine, going back home as a failure.
Yes.
But the idea, the one that got me out of it was, I can always get the job back.
Mm-hmm.
So like, this is actually a significantly lower risk move than I'm perceiving it to be. I can get the job back, or I can get another job that's comparable.
Right.
I have the experience, and me doing all this stuff only makes me more valuable. Because I'll have a cooler story than somebody who just did 4 years of this job rather than two, and then did two years of things on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the one argument. The secondary argument was, for me, I was young at the time. I was like, this is extremely hard to do. If you say, because I used to always tell people, like, yeah, and I'd like to own my own business someday. Like, it's almost like you like tag it on to like, what's your, you know, what do you do now? And I'd like to. And so I thought to myself, if it's this hard now, when I have no kids, I have no wife, I have no stakes, it's going to be nearly impossible for me to do later.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I have to do it now.
Do you think Michael Jordan was just interested in winning championships? You think Kobe Bryant was just interested in basketball? You think Jeff Bezos was just interested in shipping packages? You think Elon Musk is just interested in whatever the hell he's interested in today? Those individuals are obsessed. They are obsessed. In order to be the best, in order to reach that next level, you can no longer be interested. Interested is a hobby. You can be interested in many things. Oh, I'm interested in reading. I'm interested in gardening. I'm interested in cars. You can fall in and out of your interest. But your obsession stays with you all the time. You have to become obsessed.
I'm a loner. Look at me. There's nobody around me. Nobody likes me, man. It is what it is. Sometimes in life, people are not going to be around you to motivate you. They're not going to be around you to push you, to celebrate you, to applaud you. You got to do it on your own. That's what I'm doing right now.
Champions do daily what everybody do occasionally. Everybody else does. You just do it daily. You're not.
Yeah, we do.
You're not extraordinary. You just do the ordinary extra. That's it. You. That's what makes you. Separates you.
Thing that we all have, everyone has, not just me, I mean everybody that does anything has, and it's like this voice in your head that wants you to do nothing. This voice in your head, you have to decide that you are a professional. This is what a professional does. A professional goes to work and they give in to the muse. Okay, the concept of the muse. You settle in and receive creativity almost like as a divine gift from this magical entity, the muse. Now, whether or not it's real is not important. What's important is if you treat it as if it's real, it does work.
How bad do you want this? If it's as bad as you want to live or breathe or sleep, whatever the hell it may be, I can work with you.
Sun don't stop for nobody, man. Sun don't stop. Sun gonna be up in the morning regardless. That sun is going to be up in the morning regardless of how I feel and how depressed I am.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The sun is gonna shine in the morning, and at nighttime, the moon gonna be there. And you gonna look up, these days gonna keep going by. So do you let the days go by and look up, and you done wasted a year doing what? Or do you just pick it up? All right, well, gotta figure it out, made some mistakes, life goes on. Let me figure out life from this point.
Are you not happy, or you're only half happy, or?
Still to be happy about.
You're up too old.
Job's not finished. Job finished? No, I don't think so.
Never say never. Because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion.
What was really your work ethic like, and for how long did you stay disciplined?
I mean, every day. I mean, since, you know, 20 years. I mean, it was an everyday process and trying to figure out strengths and weaknesses.
And a made bed gives you encouragement that tomorrow will be better. So if you want to change the world, start off by making your bed.
Life isn't fair. We have to understand that. It shouldn't be fair. It's a trial ground. It's a testing ground. It's built to make us harder. It's built to make us as strong as we can, to test us, to drive us. So mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. I was an underdog. We are all underdogs in life. Even the baddest person in the world should think that way. So you should always have I've never arrived mentality. And the can't hurt me mentality is, no matter where you come from, the sewer or wherever you think you're from, when I got out of the sewer, I got to the road and looked around and said, can't hurt me.
All your excuses are lies. They are lies, all of them. Think about the things that you tell yourself, the lies you use to rationalize taking the easy road. Taking the easy road and leaving discipline behind. Think about them. You don't have time. That's a lie. And there's, you're too busy. Sure you are. That's a lie.
Do you actually want to do this or not? Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, what's going to stop you? Nothing. And if you don't really want to do it, what's going to stop you? Just about anything that comes up, just about any obstacle that gets in your way becomes an excuse. It becomes a reason. It becomes a rationale for not proceeding down that path.
I wasn't invited to parties or, you know, friendly gatherings on the weekend. So on Fridays and Saturdays, I would go in my rec room with my basketball and basically dribble myself to sleep. And I think that that was the best thing that could have ever happened to me, because during those lonely hours in the rec room, I discovered the hunger, the motivation, and a desire to be the best possible basketball player that I could be.
So it's a process. It's a process. It's a real process.
Yeah.
That you can actually, in the 3 month time, you have absorbed the self-discipline. That's why I always tell people, it's not a one-night event. To get vitamin and learning to say no in everything is not easy.
No.
Setting your priorities right is not easy. Avoid complaining in anything is not easy. But if you combine the three things, you can handle self-discipline.
Be a dangerous man. Now, being dangerous is not being a threat. They're two different things. All right? And it's not about going out and lifting weights and getting a bunch of tattoos and wearing leather jackets and walking around with your chest and shoulders up, hulking around saying, I'm dangerous. That's very rarely is that a dangerous man. Often the most dangerous man in the room is the quietest man in the room.
You would never be on my level, period. Simple and plain. It's okay to be number two. It's okay to be right behind me. It's okay.
If at the end of your life, someone said, how was your life? And you said, it was good. I'll be really sad. Fight for excellence. Fight for amazing. Fight for a feeling of abundance that you fill your soul. You tap into your full potential. And guess what? If you go for that kind of life, you're going to have some tough spots. And this video is simply to tell you, it won't last.
You're just, you're honestly, and that's right. Not me trying to be some after school special shit. Mm-hmm. You really are. Real men ain't doing it. Real men don't care about that gossipy bullshit. Mm-hmm. Get to work, man.
Right.
That's it.
Developing your mental fortitude and your mental discipline is a big part of being able to handle stress. Okay? It doesn't matter if you're stressed. It doesn't matter if you're hurt. It doesn't matter if you're upset. It doesn't matter if you're frustrated. If your discipline is on point and your mental toughness on point, you're going to be able to execute in spite of the situation being that way, and you're going to move forward whether you feel good or not. And once you can move forward whether you feel good or not, nobody can f*** with you. Okay? Because everybody else quits when things get hard. Everybody else quits when they get sick or they have an excuse or they get in a funk or they get, you know, whatever. If you're able to operate even when things are hard, you can't be.
I now see anything is possible and that you could train for anything. There's nothing you can't do. You can't be the best in the world at something, but you can be a lot better than you are at anything you want to put the time into learning, whatever it is. You could do anything.
Your excuses will destroy you and take everything that you ever wanted from you, if you let them.
We're all writing a book. What's your book look like? What does your book look like? Like, your life is a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book, but when they close that book, how good was the book?
The humbling reality that I'm not special, and if you want to be good at anything, you have to work really hard. And if you want to be the best in the world at something, like I do, I want to build robots better than anybody else in the world, or whether that's knitting or yodeling, anything, you have to work harder than anyone else in the world.
What's the least amount of sleep you played a game on?
No sleep.
Is there a story where it's like, you know, no one knows about where you went and played a game and it was so insane for whatever reasons?
No sleep.
You played a game with zero sleep.
Zero sleep. It's like, you know, kids. Natalia had a certain, you know, health situation, what have you, and you're staying up all night, and then you got to go out and perform because fans don't know. Teammates don't know, nor do they care, nor should they, that you've been up all night. You got to perform.
Set up a schedule and just do the work. You wake up one day, you feel this way. You wake up the next day, you feel another way. And it's just not helpful to base your structure or your goal on how you feel. You stick
to what you put there on paper. You take your time, you make the plan, and unless you really are sick, you just do what you have committed to.
Fight for it. Go the hard route. If there's an easy path and an easy button, it's always, in most cases, it's wrapped with something else. It's wrapped with an agenda. It's wrapped with circumstances. It's wrapped with failure because you're looking for the easy way.
It all starts with who you are. You know, I always tell our players, who you are is more important than what you do. How high you jump, how fast you run, because who you are is your character. And your character is an accumulation of your thoughts, your habits, and your priorities on a day-to-day basis, because those three things determine the choices you make, and the choices you make make you who you are. Good guy, bad guy, hardworking, lazy, responsible, irresponsible. And it takes a certain amount of discipline to do what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it.
We are overcoming the suffering. We are not running away from the suffering. You are overcoming it. You go through it until you have become so strong. Your body becomes so strong. Your mind has become so strong that it doesn't matter afterwards anymore. You feel it, but it's not the same like you felt before. So therefore, how to translate this into our nowadays lifetime? Maybe it means we need to make us stronger again. Very simply said, this society is too weak.
The thing about pain is, like, you feel it right now, it's temporary, man. But later in life, you don't remember the pain. You just remember, like, the glory and the good times. When I was going through West Point, that's why when they say pain is temporary, pride's forever, that's what they're talking about. Because if you push through the pain to achieve the pride, you forget about the pain was ever even there. But if you can't push through the pain and the pain stops you and breaks you down, well, then that pain is forever. Because you never got pride to outbalance it.
I became obsessed. I became obsessed with being the baddest motherfucker that God ever created. Am I that? I don't care. I believe it. And I was trying to tell him, once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say, you gotta be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do, it's not about being a Navy SEAL, people. The best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off.
People need to suffer. It is an actual requirement of life. And this is the fiber, the DNA of love. Real love and true love and in perpetuity can't exist without suffering. It's impossible.
How badly do you want what you want? How badly do you want it? Or do you want it at all? You see, there's an awful lot of people who want an awful lot of things. But how badly do they want it? If you want it so badly, if you want it with tremendous intensity of desire, there's really nothing in the world that can stop you from getting it. There's an interesting story was told about Socrates, and Socrates was talking to one of his students, and the student said, I am hungry for knowledge. What can I do to increase my knowledge? And Socrates said, knowledge is something that is readily available and easy to get if you want it bad enough. He said, I'm sure I want it badly enough. And Socrates said, come with me. And he walked him offshore into the ocean and walked him offshore into the Aegean Sea. And they got about 3 or 4 feet. And Socrates, a very, very strong man, grabbed the young man and put his head under the water. And the young man began to struggle and struggle and struggle and finally became incredibly frantic and finally brought him up. And he said, now, what did you want while you were under the water? And he said, all I wanted was air. He said, all I could think of in the whole world was air. He said, when you want knowledge with the same intensity that you wanted that oxygen, you will get all the knowledge that you could desire.
It's 1 year from today. And instead of us looking through the dust cloud, let's pretend it's a year from now and we're looking backwards. And let's pretend it was the best year of your life. What would have to happen in your life for it to be the best year of your life, in your career or your income or your business or your relationships or love or health? or joy. And I don't want you to, your brain's gonna go, oh, I would love for this to happen. No, no, no. I want you to trick your brain. I want you to focus it and live it, positive focus, as if it already happened.
How you gain mental toughness, how you become the person you wanna be, is constantly facing the things that you don't wanna face. If you constantly run away from things that you don't wanna face, how is there growth? How is there mental toughness?
Some days you're not gonna sleep well. Some days you're gonna wake up and you've got your schedule and everything's planned out and the poop hits the fan. You gotta eat those shit sandwiches, right? And whether things go well or not that day, the emotionally mature man will still do what he has to do to stack his wins, to focus on his purpose. Whereas the emotionally immature man will say, well, I didn't sleep well, I had nightmares, so I'll stay in bed. I didn't sleep well, or it's raining outside, it's cold outside, I don't feel good. I just woke up and the airplanes hit the World Trade Center, so I guess I have to change my pattern of life. You have to stay the course no matter what. And it takes a high level of emotional maturity because your emotions dictate your motion.
Constant grind and the feeling of never being good enough kept us working. I really learned on the days, the nights that we won championships, you think you want to go out and celebrate, you think you want to go out and party. But those days, you realize that you didn't win the championship on that day, on that night. You won a championship that day when you got up, when you had two games or four games or five nights. You went up, you went to practice every single day. That's when you became a champion.
Question: are you truly doing whatever it takes to reach your goals? Now, I'm going to talk about bodybuilding, but this goes for anything in life. Are you truly doing whatever it takes? Now, whatever it takes, obviously everyone has a different version of what that entails.
So if you want to change the world, start off by making your bed. If you make your bed every morning, you will have accomplished the first task of the day. It will give you a small sense of pride, and it will encourage you to do another task. And by the end of the day, that one task completed will have turned into many tasks completed. Making your bed will also reinforce the fact that the little things in life matter. If you can't do the little things right, you'll never be able to do the big things right. And if by chance you have a miserable day, you will come home to a bed that is made, that you made. And a made bed gives you encouragement that tomorrow will be better.
What if I told you that you're only 6 months away from the life you've always dreamed of? The income, the lifestyle, the time to enjoy everything without fear or worry about money. In fact, you could have everything you've ever wanted. Now, if I add to this that your success was guaranteed and that the person you'd always dreamt of becoming was only 6 months away.
People need to suffer. It is an actual requirement of life. It is the fiber, the DNA of love. Real love and true love and perpetuity can't exist without suffering. It's impossible.
But you don't appreciate it.
Yeah, you have to have suffering. Yeah. And suffering doesn't have to be looked at as a negative thing. It could be looked at as a beautiful thing. It's where real love comes out of.
Yeah.
You know, all my suffering, there was real love in there. Everyone around me, just in this recovery, or in a loss I may have had from an uncle or a grandparent or whatever, you know, there's real love that comes in that suffering, you know, even though it can be a lonely experience. I mean, I look at it that way and not as a negative, terrible thing, because it's just temporary.
Imagine that you're in a movie, and imagine the movie begins now, and you're the hero of the movie. What would that guy do? What would that guy do right now? Because you are.
The purpose is you. We forget that. Every day I wake up and I don't want to do some shit, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a bitch today? Do you want to feel like a little bitch? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't?
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
And you negotiate with your body to find more strength, but don't you give up on me, Brock. You keep going, you hear me? You keep going, you're doing good. You keep going. Do not quit on me. You keep going.
It hurts.
I know it hurts. You keep going. You keep going.
If you don't change what you're doing and how you do it, nothing else will change.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying.
I'll say it again. If you don't fail, you're not even trying. My wife told me this great expression. To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did.
Unchosen suffering is going to happen in life.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents are going to pass away. Loved ones are going to die. Your relationships are going to break down. Your body is going to fail you. You're going to become ill or sick or destitute. Things are going to happen mm-hmm. that you have no control over.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that you can prepare yourself for unchosen suffering is with chosen suffering. You can elect to put yourself into a position to become a stronger alloy of whatever the metal is that you're mm-hmm. made of. And by purposefully choosing difficult things, you will armor yourself against that situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's still going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
But think about how much more fragile you would be if you hadn't overcome all of this stuff.
But I don't look at failure as failure. I look at failure as your first, second, third, fourth, fifth attempt. I look at them as attempts. I don't look at anything as failure. Because when you're willing to try to do something, not trying is failure.
We're all trying to improve ourselves. No one's perfect.
Nope.
I'm not perfect now. I never will be. You're not, and you never will be, but you're better than you were yesterday, and you're going to be better tomorrow.
Patience, the thing that goes beyond hustle and hard work, the discipline of patience. Right? Because we all talk about hustle, we talk about working hard, we talk about grinding, mm-hmm. this, that, and the third, but nobody talks to you about patience. Nobody speaks about that patience. Because in the patience, that's where you're gonna make it or you're gonna break.
Intentionally act like the person you wanna become. Because when you intentionally act like the person you wanna become, your brain sees you taking those actions, so your brain starts to change the way it relates to you. When your brain sees you high-fiving yourself in the mirror, it starts to go, oh, wait a minute. Steven loves himself. Mm. Steven's cheering for himself. We don't beat Steven up.
Well, life took me somewhere unexpected. I'm unprepared. It's about 6 degrees out here, and I'm underdressed. But guess what? No one gives a f-. You gotta get the motherfucker in. Sometimes life can really hijack your f-ing mind. When that happens to you, you're all up, your goals, your ambitions, everything is out the window. In life, we all go through different things. Sometimes your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with you. Guess what? Get the fuck over it. They no longer want you. Maybe you fail a test in school. You worked your ass off. Guess what? You failed the test. Get over it. Move past it. Learn to not let life hijack your brain. At work, you've been working your ass off for that new promotion. You don't get it. Someone else does. Maybe they kiss better ass than you do. Guess what? Get over it. Life will hijack your mind if you let it. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours.
Sunrise, sun goes down. So that means there is a up, there is a down. Since we are born, we have inhaled 50% of our times. We have exhaled 50% of our times. Always the exchange between left and right, up and down, bright and dark, in and out. Success and failure. It's just that this world is not propagating failure to you. It is propagating success to you. So our mind is looking for success.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.